الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الحديث هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whosoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah, and whosoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seed of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah, the words of all affairs, his innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, this is the third class for our Hajj workshop, and this is the last class. And if anybody wants to review anything, you already had received by this time your package from other travel, which some audio tapes by Sheikh Sayyid Adli and a booklet also about Hajj and Umrah about Sheikh Muhammad Sayyid Adli. And you need to review this. Also, we have this on adli.net. You can check this. You can see the pictures on the site. And there is a workshop which I did in Austin, Texas last week or last 2 weeks. You can also check this, you will find it on the website www.adly.net. Alright? If you have any questions during the week, feel free to call me, inshallah. And today is supposed to be the third and the last session concerning our workshop. And before I forget, for those who going for Hajj, doesn't matter if you're going with me or you're going with somebody else, you've been invited for a dinner tomorrow in Al Amir restaurant. Brother Mirza Bey has invited all these people who going for Hajj from Columbia, South Carolina. So please, if you can make it, show up there at 6 o'clock. Or you can make Maghrib here. If you don't know the restaurant, we can drive together, inshallah. But here, let's get our session. We already had finished our Umrah. After we discussed this last week, we discussed that we finished our Umrah and we had shaved our head already and we changed our Ihram clothes to the regular clothes. So now we live in a regular life. What we're doing basically, we're making Salah and go to the Haram as often as we can, making Tawaf around the Kaaba. And as I said, any time you make a tawaf around the Kaaba is going to be what? 7 rounds. At any time that you make a tawaf, the tawaf will be what? 7 times. There is a tawaf of Qudum. Tawaf when you arrive Mecca. Okay? Or tawaf of Ziyarah. There is tawaf al-Ifadah. Okay? That after you finish your Hajj. There is a tawaf for Wada'. Okay? There is many different tawaf. There is optional sunnah tawaf. Any tawaf, doesn't matter what type of tawaf, is 7 rounds. And you always start from the black stone. When you come back to the black stone, this is count 1. Alright? This is called 1 round. And like I said, there is no special dua that you have to memorize. You make dua, you make fikr, whatever you can. The only thing is recommended between Rukni Imani and Blackstone, you say Rabbana Atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Okay. this wasn't saying, now we already finished our Umrah, so now we relax him in our hotels. When we hear the Adhan, we go make Salah, come back, okay. There is no special time or recommended number you should do. If you want to make one tawaf, two rak'ah, and start another tawaf, it's fine. Every time you go to the haram, you want to make tawaf, it's fine. You can make 7 tawafs every day, 70 tawaf a day, do as much as you want, okay? And remember now, this is the Allah's face, maybe this is the only time they see the haram in your life, Allah's face. So try to maximize your blessings and your reward by making salah in the haram, making tawaf around the Kaaba, enjoy it, because there is nothing there actually. It's different because shopping, watches, clothes, عطر, بخور, is everything you can buy from any other place, okay? But the only thing is there that is not in any other place is the Kaaba and Safa and Marwa, okay? We did not make optional sa'i. We only make optional tawaf. So if a person wants, make more good deed by doing what? By doing tawaf only. Okay? Sa'i, you make sa'i for Umrah or for Hajj. After this, there is no sa'i between Safa and Marwa. Alright? This clear? Going between Safa and Marwa, you do it only in two cases. Umrah or what? Or Hajj. But tawaf has no special time, no special occasion. At any time, you can make tawaf. And it's going to be 7 rounds around the Kaaba, start from the black stone into the black stone of B1. After this, you go to the station of Ibrahim, Maqam Ibrahim, and you pray 2 rak'ah. Alright? Now we have finished our Umrah, we shave, we change our clothes, we're relaxing, going to the Haram, making Salah, come back, relax, and all the things. Now, according, I don't know exactly according the Christian calendar, but approximately, let's say, about the 8th of February. 8th or 9th of February, this will be equivalent to the 8th of Zilhijjah. Will be equivalent to the 8th of Zilhijjah. What we do in that day? This day after we pray Fajr, alright? This is one day before Arafah. This 2 days before the Eid. Okay, I'm trying to get it closer to your mind to consider these things. Remember. Alright? One day before the day of Arafah. Or is this what? 2 days before the Eid. Alright? The sacrificial Eid, 2 days. This call Yawm al-Tarwiyah. Yawm al-Tarwiyah. The day of Tarwiyah. And they call it the Yawm al-Tarwiyah because the Hajjaj before, they used to go and get the water and all the things to prepare for the Hajj to take the Mina. They're also going to be going to Arafah and coming back. Okay, so Tarwiyah comes from Ar-Ray to irrigate, to get water to drink. So this is the Eid of Al-Hajjah. You pray Fajr in Mecca, and in the morning, take your shower if you can, alright, clean yourself, cut nails, fingernails, whatever it needs to be cut or shaved, do it. Take a shower, remove all the clothes and both the malabis of ihram, the clothes of ihram for the men. You remove everything, socks, underwear, t-shirt, everything, only 2 pieces that you're going to wear, izar and rida. Alright? There is no exposing the shoulder in this moment. Exposing the shoulder, no exposing shoulder now. So the ihram will be 20 here. Alright? Again, if you're using this sheet, I'm going to bring my ihram because it's almost back. Alright? This is the piece that I'm putting, covering from my waist. Going down, okay? You don't need a belt, nothing. You can use belt if you want. You roll it down, down. This don't go in any place. Even if you need, try to pull it. Alright? 2 of you can try to pull it. It's not going any place, alright? Making the other piece, alright? And I'm going to throw it where? Around my shoulder. I'm covering my back part with, from the navel to the knee. Alright? And you have to pay attention. You will see some fashion walking and their ihram so down that is covering, you understand, exposing their navel. This is part of your aura, your private parts. It has to be covered. So we have to pay attention to this, okay? So now, put my clothes on, and after this I will make what? Talbiyah. Labbayk Hajj. Here, I am here, Allah, for Hajj. This is all what you need, very simple. The book is that you got in page number 20, you will see this information, Labbayk Hajj. This is all what you say, alright? Labbayk Hajj. That here, Allah, I am answering your Hajj. You don't need to say anything else more than this. And you start your talbiyah. لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك. As I said, there is no two sunnah rak'at for ihram. Alright? There is no two sunnah ihram. You make your intention in your heart and you put your ihram clothes. Now you say لبيك حجن and you start your talbiyah and this is it. Alright? Now after this we're going to get in the bus and we'll go to Mina. It may take you about half an hour, 1 hour to arrive. It's not too far, it's something like 4 or 5 miles, but it's so crowded, okay? When we arrive to Mina, there is nothing special to do in Mina. And let me tell you one thing about Mina before we talk about it. Mina is nothing except a whole town or a whole city with tents. Okay? Tents. Alright? And all the tents almost look the same. So remember, it's very important. You know the block, the area, the number of your tent, the number of the street. In the corner of each city block, they have a big pole about 50-70 feet high, with light on it, and has the number of the block, the number of the area. You have to know this. Alright? All the Hajjaj from America, England, Turkey, Europe, they have one camp. Okay? They divide the people by geographic area or whatever you call it, okay? According what country comes from. Arab states or foreigner states or whatever from Africa. So remember that you are in America and Europe and Turkish area. It's very important to know where is your tent. Very important. Don't forget this, otherwise you get lost. You can be lost for a day or few days. Alright? My example. So remember this. Before you move or you do anything, remember where is your block, where is your area. All the areas, all the tents look the same and everybody always wearing the same clothes like you. For some reason, if you get lost, don't ask anybody wearing clothes like you. Because basically these people coming from thousands of miles, they don't know anything about Mina or Saudi Arabia, nothing. Ask a person with uniform, Boy Scouts or soldiers or armies, okay? Somebody wearing uniform. Don't ask anybody who wearing clothes of ihram like you. You'll be making a big mistake. Alright? Remember these things. So what we're going to do in Mina? Mina, there is nothing special to do except to pray Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha. And go to eat and wake up and pray Fajr. So how many salah pray in Mina? In the days of the Hijjah, 5 salah. You shorten your prayer, any prayer before you shorten it. You pray in Zohr, 2 rak'ah. And after this, when the time of Asr comes, they pray Asr, 2 rak'ah. When Maghrib comes, they make Maghrib 3 rak'ah. When the Hijjah comes, they pray 2 rak'ah. You go sleep, relax, next day, or be what? Will be the 9th of the Hijjah. The 9th of the Hijjah, okay? You pray Fajr also in Mina, okay? In Mina, there is nothing special to do for that day, except in Talbiyah, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. When you change from position to position, you enter the tent, you say Labbaik, you leave the tent, you say labbaik Allahumma labbaik. If you were sleeping, you woke up, you say labbaik Allahumma labbaik. So repeat this and pray from time to time. Try to occupy your time with the remembrance of Allah, reading Quran, sitting with other Muslims, talking about Islam, okay? Don't get engaged in anything like backbiting, slander, talking about cars and all the things. It's time that you get closer more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. Okay, when you go to Mina, you don't take your luggage with you. You take a handbag with you. It has another change of clothes, as a example. Okay. Few items that, toothbrush, something like a handbag, nothing else. A change of ihram or a change of other clothes, we'll talk about it later, inshallah, a little bit, okay? But basically, don't carry anything with you except a small handbag. Something, if you hold it in your right hand or put it in your shoulder. And when you leave, now you know that you're not going back again to the hotel unless after 3 to 4 days. Alright? Okay, now. After sunrise, we're going to prepare to move towards Arafah. Oh yes, the hotel will be booked for you. The hotel is booked for the whole season. That means your hotel, if you stay 1 day or 10 days, is the same price. It's one season rental, okay? So now, when we leave from Mina, we'll be what? The night of Zilhijjah. This is called the day of Arafah. Okay? Okay, I'm coming. This is the day of Arafah. This is the night of Zilhijjah. Alright? This is the night of Zilhijjah. Remember now, from the moment that you said the back Allahumma Hashan, when you was in Mecca, you are in Ihram. Now, you did not shave, you did not cut your fingernails, you did not have involved in sexual intercourse, not even by talk. You could not talk with your wife, anything related to relationship, intimate relationship, all right? So you are in Ihram. You did not hunt, you did not kill, you did not do anything. You are absolutely in a special state called Ihram, all right? Now, the proper way, before you enter Arafah, you stand on the borderline of Arafah, which is part of Muzdalifah, alright? But in actuality, it's not going to be accessible to us to do so. It is sunnah, it's not a must. If you can, if you work in Hajj, going as individual or a small group, like 2-3 people walking, it's good. You go there to the mosque, in the mirror, okay, and you be there where the Imam will lead you in the Salat al-Dhuhr and Salat al-Asr, okay, and be given the khutbah there. But we're talking about having a group like 50 people, 100 people, okay, so it's not accessible to us to stop in Muzdalifah. So what we're going to do, we'll enter Arafah directly, alright? We're going to arrive there almost closer to the time of Dhuhr, alright? This is the most important rituals or the most important part of the Hajj. If anybody miss this day, he misses Hajj. He could not do. Not Tawaf, nothing can make up for Arafah. This is the most important, as the Prophet said, Al-Hajj Arafah. Hajj is Arafah. You have to be there in that day. If you miss it, this is it. Okay? What we should be doing in Arafah? You can be sitting, you can be standing, you can be laying, you can be in your tent, you can be out of the tent. The whole thing, try to get yourself involved in the remembrance of Allah and dua. This is all what you need to do there. Dua, remembering Allah, reading Quran, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, whatever that Allah bless you with you to do, or even reading a book of knowledge about Quran, Hadith, indulge in nothing except the remembrance of Allah and supplication. This is all what you do, alright? When the time comes there for Dhuhr, we're going to be making Dhuhr and Asr there, we shorten and combine. We shorted the prayer and combined. And after we pray Zohar and Asr in the time of Zohar, there is nothing else for you to do except remembering Allah and Dua. We're going to be there in Arafah until sunset. Alright? Now, some people leave in the camp and they go to the mountain. This is up to you. I'm not going to hold you, stop you going, but I'm letting you know, you incurring hardship and burden yourself unnecessary. Okay? It will be at least like 2 miles walking between your tent and the mountain. There is nothing special there. Yes, the Prophet ﷺ stood there by the mountain, but he said, I stood here and the whole earth is there for standing. Alright? And walking like 1 and 2 o'clock, non-time there, okay, you'd be expecting the ambulance to give you a ride, okay? I'm telling you, I advised people before, they didn't listen, and people got a stroke and all kinds of things, okay? And some people have to spend the rest of the time in the hospital. I'm advising you from now. This is my direction, this is my advice, but I'm not going to order anybody. And let me now explain something to you. You have to obey the Amir of the Hajj. The person who leading the group, you have to. It's not a matter of organization, this is a must. When we are traveling, and moving, you have whosoever is the Amir of the journey, you have to obey him. And don't go place without letting him know. Especially if we are in process of moving from place to place. But if we already settled in the hotel and guys were not leaving from here until 1 week from now. You don't have every minute, I'm going to Haram, Shahadi, I'm going to Haram. Oh, Shahadi, I'm going to buy, I understand. Ecom, Shahadi, I'm going to eat lunch and come back. No. Why? Because now we are settled, everybody free, go wherever you want to go shopping and come back. But when we moving and the processing of Hajj and from Jordan to Jeddah and from Jeddah to Mecca and all these things until we finish our Umrah, you better don't leave until you let me know. Otherwise, I'll be moving with everybody. I'm not going to hold 100 people or 150 people because one person is missing. It will be a problem. You don't know how to get back to the group along with this. So pay attention to this advice. It is very important. It's for your own goodness. You see? Alright. So now we're going to be in Arafah until sunset. After sunset you can move. But in actuality it's not easy to move immediately after sunset. You're talking about at least 2 million people. 2 million people want to move in the same time. Okay? You understand it? So usually I hold my group for about 2-3 hours. Alright? And after 2-3 hours, you will see how it's still crowded to move from Arafah. Okay? Mostly the people who leave immediately after sunset, they will drive for about 50 meters or 100 feet or whatever, and traffic jam. You're talking about 14, 21 or 30 highway, all of them going the same direction. Each highway takes about 3-4 buses, okay? Everybody goes the same direction. And this after 15 minutes, half an hour, a traffic jam. You can be in the bus for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, okay? So I don't want to jam my people, okay? My experience taught me a lot, alhamdulillah, okay? So I want the people and they will stay, at least we have a tent over us. There is bathroom in Arafah, there is some water in case you understand. But you be in the bus and start there, it's a big problem. I don't want, you understand, take a chance with my people. I want them to have a comfortable Hajj without breaking the rules of Hajj. So pay attention for this and listen when I tell you, calm down, take it easy. Brother, everybody's leaving, where? Okay, you want to leave, go ahead. You know where we live in Mina? You can go ahead. You want to stay, you wait until we get our buses, alright, and we get there. When you get in the buses, remember, try that the brothers to go to the front and the sisters go in the back. All right? Try to do this. Always the brothers go to the front and leave the back area for the sisters. Okay. Now we're going to move to place called Muzdalifah. The same way like he was coming Mina, Muzdalifah, Arafah. Okay? But we did not stop by Muzdalifah. It's Sunnah, okay? It's not must, but for convenience and difficulty, we went to directly. But in return, a must to go to Muzdalifah and spend the night. All right? When you arrive to Muzdalifah, it maybe will be about 11, 12 o'clock at night, almost. Okay? What you're going to do in Muzdalifah? Very simple. You pray Maghrib and Isha and go sleep. Nothing else. There is no virtues or anything recommended in this night except when you arrive to Muzdalifah, pray Maghrib and Isha and found a spot to lay down. Okay? And this will be your best night that you ever see the stars and camping in an open area. There is no tent, nothing. If you have a blanket or a sheet or whatever, or a cardboard, or what, if nothing, on the dirt, and you lay down. And I'll let you know, it may be found in your right and your left, 2 inches or 1 inch from your lady. Don't start complaining. I could not give you a special reservation on the ground. You see? Sometimes you can avoid it, sometimes you could not. People will be like a sardine. You know what sardine is? The fish that have been already laid out, bought it in cans, and they sell it, pre-cooked or whatever. You know sardine? Exactly. People in Muzdalifah will be like this. Alright? Try to find a spot to pray Maghrib and Isha and butch your head and go to sleep. No tahajjud, no Quran, nothing. Go to sleep. This is the sunnah. Yes. You're going to be shorting for all this time since you left Mecca until you go back to Mecca, all this time you will be shorting. 3 rak'ahs for Maghrib, 2 rak'ahs for Isha. You go to sleep, okay? Until the next day. The next day will be what? Will be the Eid. Will be the 10th of the Hijjah. Will be the Eid. Will be the 10th of the Hijjah. We pray Fajr in Muzdalifah. And after this we move, we pass by Mash'ar al-Haram, which is a place also in Muzdalifah. It's not accessible, you understand, to stop the bus, but you can see. We go after this to Mina. And in Mina, you will go to stone Jamara, the last Jamara, okay, with 7 pebbles. This day you are stoning 1 jamara only. Remember this. The first day, only 1 jamara. And it starts after sunrise. This is the only day after sunrise. It's already permissible for you to go with 7 stones. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar 7 times. Alright? Now after this, you can kill your sacrifice, you can shave your hair, you can take kill your sacrifice. And if you can go to Mecca the same day to make tawaf and sa'i for your hajj, is good. If not, stay in Mina. Okay? Alright? What is the group? I usually give them a choice. It's very, very difficult. You have to understand, I have women with me. I have older people with me, I have sick people with me, alright? And also, even if I have young and strong people like yourself, I'm not going to ask them to go this time. The stoning starts at like 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. But believe me, if you go at 2 o'clock noon time, when you come back you'll be crying. It's very crowded. I could not describe it for you. Again, 2 million people try to stone in the same time. Okay? I want you to try to imagine not typically 2 million people. Let's say imagine 1 million people want to be in an area like Masjid al-Muslimin. 1 acre of land. How you can fit these people there? Can you imagine, you understand this? More than ants. More than ants. You see? So usually I tell the people what's going on there, such and such and such. I don't advise you to go there. I tell them, wait until Asr. And after this you can go. And even when you go by Asr, you will see what's going to look like. Okay? But we are different. Some people are stronger than others. Some people younger than others. Okay? So we could not go with the same speed. So I tell the people, we have a person going to lead the group at Asr. Alright? Anybody want to wait, can follow him. Anybody want to go on his own, you can go on your own. But remember, learn where we live, where is our tent, where all the things. Alright? It's a walking distance of like approximately 25 minutes walking, going between the Jamra and the tent. 25 going, 25 coming, and we're talking about 1 hour to hour 15 going and coming and studying, approximately. It's about, was it 5 kilometers? I forgot it. I had it someplace before. Something like this. Yeah. It will take you a good hour to go and come back. Yeah. Okay. So now, after this you come back to the tent, after he's done the Jamarat, those who would like to go and slaughter the animal with their own hands, 1 Jamra the first day, 2nd day, 3rd day, and if you choose 4th day, alright, would be 3 Jamarat. So the first day is stone 1 Jamra. 2nd day, 3rd day, and if you want stay for 1 extra day, it's fine. All these extra days, all 2nd, 3rd, 4th will be what? 3 Jamarat. When we come back to the tent, you shave your head, you slaughter your animal, okay? Like I said, you have a choice between going to Mecca to make Hajj, to make Tawaf and Sa'i. You complete everything and you come back to Mina. If you could not, between Mecca and Mina, it's not about how much is the distance, how access is to go. It will take you about 4-6 hours to go and come between making Tawaf and Sa'i and transportation. 6-7 hours. You can almost buses and taxis and cars. You have to walk for a distance and after this catch your own ride for outside to give them 10 riyals, whatever. And they take you to Mecca. Now in Mina, we're going to stay in Mina 3 nights. Alright? The night of, this is the day of Eid. We are in the day of Eid. You're going to stay this day and 2 days more. If somebody wish for 1 day more, good. Okay? If nobody wants, it's okay. But you have to stay in Mina. You have to spend the night in Mina. 1 night, 2 nights, 3 nights. What we're going to do in Mina? Nothing except the remembrance of Allah. Remembrance of Allah. And every day you go to throw the Jamarat and come back. You go throw the Jamarat and come back. They say. Alright? So, Hajj requires the following. Ihram, which involves the intention. Being in Arafah, in the nights of the Hajj, spending the night in Muzdalifah. Alright? And stalling the Jamarat and Tawaf and Sa'i. Okay? And the shaving and the animals. This is 8 things required from you to process your Hajj. Now there is a complication here about this issue here. And I will tell you what I usually myself do. While the whole group do, or 90% of the crew do something different from me. And I don't fuss on them. I am with the understanding, okay, that if the person did not make Hajj, did not make Tawaf and Sa'i, he could not take his Ihram off. Alright? There is a hadith, but the scholars, you understand, they have their own explanation about, okay, the problem with the hadith. But I'm sticking to this hadith. So usually I stay in Mina for 4 days with the close of Ihram. I stay for the 4 days remaining in Ihram. Unless he can be able to go to Mecca, Tawaf and the Sa'i, now you can take your clothes off. Okay? Alright? Is it emergency? Yes. She's still in the hospital. Alright, I'm in the class now and please misbehave or otherwise he will kill you. Sorry. Yes. And now you're absolutely free, okay? And you can go to the hotel, take a shower, wear the regular clothes, okay? And you can come back to Mina. With the regular clothes, for the 3 days you'll be with the regular clothes. And after this, you don't need Ihram anymore. Yes, some people they do it in the first day, okay? And some people they go the second day, and some people wait until we finish the 3 days. You'll get used to it to manage the Ihram. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you can do it in the second day, fine. If you do it in the second day, now you take all Ihram off. Exactly. Exactly. Will be less. Alright? But you will see after the fourth day even, you will see how it looks like. Let's tell you about my personal experience. The mosque, where the Kaaba is, you have the ground floor, alright? And you have the second floor, and you get the roof, alright? So, in the fourth day, or the fifth day, I go to make my tawaf, and I make it in the third floor, and I barely, my toes can touch the ground, okay? It's going to be so crowded, you could not imagine what it is, you see? But let's understand, like, there is nothing to rush yourself. And there is no more than if I do it the first day, getting more reward. I'm worried for the people. I want the people to make Hajj and enjoy the Hajj with the convenience that Islam allowed and the Sunnah allowed without getting hurt, getting dizzy, being in intensive care, hydrated, whatever it is. This is all what I'm trying to make things easy for people as much as possible. Without breaking the Islamic laws. This is all what it is, okay? I myself, I stay with my clothes in Ihram for 4 days, and when I go to make my tawaf, brother, you will see it yourself what I'm talking about, okay? Footwear, you can wear a slipper, you can wear a sandal, you can wear a shoes, as long as not covering your ankles. Alright? You can put it if you want. Alright, but it's not advised. Basically because it's going to be very hot. The ground is very hot. Actually, this year will be much better than last year because last year will be much. We're going to be different very. Okay, so it will be much cooler. It will be much cooler. Happily later. And it's good that it always takes like a pancake or that extra ihram that you can cover your shoulder when you put it in, it will still different. Sometimes you get a cold night, but sometimes you get a pain. So you have to be prepared, and then you can cover yourself, but not an epidemic in mental integrity co-laws, but they have a connection in some of the things. Okay? Huh? But they have also a second condition. You understand? Because you have to directly be present during the day, we can take care of the third condition out. But my mother, we need to turn the condition out, and maybe we get co-laws. Yeah. Yes. Exactly. If you have any questions, especially if a woman that means came a day beforehand or during her culture, after as what they have to do, if she was in the crown, she will do everything except one thing, that she told him to cover off until her permission is over. Okay? She would start trying to push on the break and help with engage in every process of the time, with exception one thing is going down the tower. When her visit is over, is what she will go to the tower side. Now, we came back from Mina and we built our tower, we made our set of everything, made stadium for another 2 days, shopping, going to Haram for the city. Before leaving Mecca, the last day, the last moment, now the something called us, tower, whatever. This is the last and the final tower. Like on the 27th by the Haram and the Kaaba, the first was above, this is that called Tawaf in Badaa. You go and take 7 down the Kaaba and make 2 rak'ats, and after this, your target will be on the bus waiting for you. Okay? Before you go to make the Tawaf, you get to lug it down in front of the hotel. Someone will not defeat you if you don't put yourself up and come to the city, get in the bus and leave to Medina. No. After you finish your Tawafi Ifada, which after Arafah, and Sabi between Safa and Marwa for Al-Hajj, now you go absolutely finish from everything with no port Ihram. Right? Okay. Basically, you almost finish, so it can be closed up for a moment because.
Okay.
Okay. Because basically, we finish it, we'll answer your questions now. If you have any questions, we need to answer to you.
Okay.
I'll see if we can somebody bring it on off one time to see if it works.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Work this on.
I brought it in this workshop on the interview system. Yeah, allow me for 1 second that I can see the server. Make sure that the thing is going okay. Hopefully that the sound is better now on the internet when you release the, you know how to release it? Last one to, okay, any question? Okay, well, somebody recommended for him to take a sleeping bag, and this is what I always do. A sleeping bag will be good when you go reach, hit the airport. You may be in the airport for 10 hours. So, if you have your sleeping bag, you open it and you lay down. It's the airport, city of Hijaz, Medina of Hijaz. You'll be tired, so if you have your sleeping bag, you open it, you lay down. Fine. In Muzdalifah, you can use it. In Mina, you can use it. It would be a good idea to take a Stephen Gehrig. But get the compact one. Not, you understand, the one like taking a mattress. Okay? A compact one. And this is what I usually, but because I'm an old man, you're not like me, you understand? I always need something so soft under my back. But it would be a good idea, and not too bad. Alright, any question? Any question about Hajj, about Umrah, anything? It's basically, and don't be nervous, because even if you don't even remember anything of this, inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me a life, I'll be with you step by step, and also you get the book, alright? We're going to go over it. So you go out, you understand, you look, you see, what is today, okay, you what you need to do. You read one or two pages. I made it very simple booklet. You see that you can go step by step, doesn't need too much stuff, and this is what you need to do for the day. Come the day of Arafah, give you a page and a half, this is what you need to do. Comes the Yawm al-Eid, the 10th of the Hijjah, giving you one page about what you need to do. You see, after this come the 11 and the 12 of the Hijjah, Ayyam al-Tashriq, the day that he's staying in Mina. So it goes, you understand, step by step. We can talk a little bit about Medina, the visitation of Medina. Visitation of Medina doesn't require ihram, alright? It's not part of Hajj. If you go to visit the mosque of the Prophet and the prayer there is good. If not, you want to go back home straight, it's fine. So visitation of Medina is not a part of Hajj. Note, in Medina is not going to be crowded as much as Hajj. Why? Because as Mecca. Why? Because some people go to Medina before Hajj, and some people go to Medina after Hajj. So can you imagine, instead of having 2 million people, you understand, you will have 1 million people. Plus, there are some people who already went to Medina many times, and some people rush to leave, so you are not, it's not, it's going to be crowded, but it's not crowded as much as Mecca. Okay? Our group is going first to Mecca, and after this, the treat. You understand? Actually, the whole thing is a treat, but our nature as a human being, we always try to avoid the hardship and the difficulty and. But you will enjoy out of relaxation and the environment, everything in Medina is so much different. So we usually go to Medina after Hajj to become like a special retreat for the people. Yes, you will enjoy it a lot. And also I want to advise the people that when they go there, that they're shopping, they can do it from Medina. They don't have to shop from Mecca because you'll be carrying too much stuff and after this taking it over the bus and going to Medina up and down. So you can save your shopping from Medina. The same thing in Mecca, find it in Medina. But basically when we go to Medina, this is not part of Hajj. And when we go to Medina, we don't go there to visit the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay? But we go there to visit the mosque of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And since you are there in the mosque of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you greet and visit the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But you did not travel, you are not supposed to travel from any country or any city to go to visit a grave. This is not right in Islam, okay? So this is not part of Hajj. If you are there in the mosque of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you pray in the mosque of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we know the reward. 1,000 times of the regular prayer in the Haram, 100,000. So this is about the Medina, inshallah. If anybody have any question, like I said, feel free to call or you can ask me now before we close, inshallah. It's okay. This is not a perfume. What is forbidden when you are in the Haram? Potent perfume. So this alcohol for cleaning your hand or for touching your hand, this has nothing to do to violate the ihram because this is not a perfume. Yes. Okay, in MENA, they have running water and bathroom and toilets, okay? Arabian toilets. They may found one every 50 that you can sit with a seat. They have a shower and the closed doors is built bathroom. And also in Arafah. In Muzdalifah, they have, you will have like a line from here to the usual street. Okay? So, but it's subhanAllah, brothers, if you can imagine how it has used to be and how things now is big different. So there is a facility available in most cases. Okay, in most cases. You mean? Soap with no perfume. Inshallah. Yeah, like I said, don't carry too much stuff from here because everything is there. Soap is there, toothbrush, toothpaste, clothes, everything you can buy from there. And cheaper and better quality than here. So why are you going to carry a big suitcase leaving from here? No need for this. Any question? Yes. Yes, everything is available in MENA and Muzdalifah, yes.
Yes, question from the
yes.
Website.
Go ahead.
Can you repeat the
8 points
again?
Can I repeat what?
The 8 points again.
Yeah,
eight
she
point?
Was writing them down.
Yeah.
Oh, when you go to...
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So
okay, ready. Thank you. Right, sir. The question here from the website concerning the Hajj, what is the most the essential part of the Hajj? The intention with the Ihram from the Miqat. What is your Miqat? Your hotel. Alright? This is one. The second one is Arafah. Standing in Arafah, being in Arafah. From Zohra until Maghrib. Number three, being in Muzdalifah and spending the night. Spending the night in Muzdalifah. Okay. Number four, going to MENA and installing the Jamrah. Alright? Number five, shaving the head or cutting the hair short. Number six is sacrificing your animal. Alright? Number seven, the tawaf. And number 8 is the sign between the Safa and Marwa. Okay? Like I said, we have this information again on the website. We have even some slideshow pictures that you can see it on the Azli.net. We have the workshop completely recorded there. You, those who are going for Hajj, I'm sure they received the booklet. If you did not receive your booklet, you can take a copy. I'm sure that you received some tapes. Bless the guide. Sheikh Adli, inshallah, will be company you. Be nice to him, okay? Alright? I would like you guys to be nice to him, inshallah. And you have to understand that he'll be dealing with 100, at least 100 people. So, and sometimes he's not always have to be in the good mood. So, you have to take this in consideration sometimes, okay? But inshallah, I will give him a good advice, admonishment before he leaves to be extra good, especially to the people of Colombia. Alright? Inshallah, we talk to him, inshallah. Alright, now we remind you again for the dinner tomorrow, for those people who go for Hajj, we can pray Maghrib and leave, or you can go, find your way, and I hope you don't get lost to go to the restaurant. This for the Hajji, you're invited in behalf of Brother Mirza Bey, the treasurer of the mosque is not paying for the dinner, but he's the treasure. Alright? And he's paying from his own pocket. May Allah reward him. Thank you again. May Allah reward you and may Allah bless you and give you a safe trip on. And we pray also for those who did not go for Hajj, that Allah bless them, inshallah, with the Hajj soon. And those who, inshallah, listening, hopefully that they start to think seriously and will start to save their pennies and nickels from today. So next year, inshallah, they'll be part of the Hajj group, inshallah. Thank you again, Jazakumullah khairan. And this is the last session for our Hajj workshop. Jazakumullah khairan. Subhanallah wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Jazakumullah khairan.